from hip-hop to politics?
Wyclef Jean says he's ready to make that leap. The former frontman of the Fugees has become a leader of relief efforts after the massive earthquake in Haiti, but he wants to do even more for his homeland.
Well, joining us live from Port-au-Prince, AP correspondent Tamara Lush. Tamara, you spoke recently with Jean, and he actually left Haiti for New York back when he was 9 years old, but I'm wondering now why he would want to run for president rather than just continue with his celebrity-driven humanitarian efforts.
Well, that is a good question, because being president of Haiti seems to be the toughest job in the world at this point, given the challenges here.
But he said he's ready to take it on?
He says he's ready to take it on. He says this is the best way he can help his country. And today is actually a big day, because Haiti and Haitians are waiting to hear whether Wyclef Jean and about 32 other candidates for president meet the legal requirements to run for the presidency and meet the legal requirements to be on the ballot.
All right, so he's going under some scrutiny. Dual citizenship, is that a big issue for him?
It is a big issue for him, because currently Haitians who emigrate have to renounce their Haitian citizenship if they become citizens of another country, which of course makes them unable to vote or run for office in their homeland. Wyclef himself left Haiti for New York City when he was 9, but he does not have U.S. citizenship. So he can, in theory, seek presidency and vote here, because he still is a Haitian citizenship. But if he is elected, he says that he will work to change Haiti's constitution to allow for dual citizenship and give many Haitians living abroad the right to vote.
I'm kind of surprised that there are 30-plus people that are actually thinking about running there that you just mentioned. But I'm also wondering what his chances of winning are. You know, we here in the United States have certainly elected celebrities ourselves and or former celebrities, and wonder, if they can do it there too.
Well, people really seem to like him here, especially young people. There's a large percentage of the population is under 25, and a lot of people really feel that he is, a very compassionate and passionate man for the Haitian cause, and they also feel that he can put a popular face on the problems of Haiti to the world, and they feel like maybe they will get more help if someone well known is president. Now, there's also a contingency, definitely, of people here, older people, the more educated, feel that it would probably be a disaster if he were elected.
Yeah, one would look at the recent history of the presidency and politics in Haiti and wonder if an outsider would actually have the what it takes to kind of swim through that weird brew.
Well, there is some concern about that. On one hand, a lot of people feel that because he's wealthy and has made his own money, he doesn't need to, rob the country like possibly other people have, other leaders have here. On the other hand, it may be just an overwhelming task, because this is an overwhelming place.
Okay, two questions. The process to determine who is eligible to run and who votes. How old do you have to be to vote in Haiti?
You have to be 18 to vote in Haiti, and the election is scheduled for November 28th. Certainly there has been a long history here in Haiti of elections being scheduled and then moved to different dates and canceled altogether. So this is all, it's slightly tentative, I think that might be the best way of putting it. Who is eligible to run in Haiti? One of the requirements is that Haitian presidents must have lived in the country for at least 5 consecutive years before Election Day. And there's some debate over whether Wyclef Jean can claim residency. Apparently in 2007, current President René Préval said that, appointed Wyclef as a goodwill ambassador. And Wyclef is saying that because of that, the residency requirements have been waived. One of Wyclef's lawyers just posted something on Twitter saying that they have proved the residency requirement sufficiently and that he deserves to be on the ballot.
We'll certainly know in a couple of days. All right.
Exactly.
Tamara Lush, thank you for that report live from Haiti.
It's 6:37.